with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the wheels are coming off Kamala Harris's presidential bid. On the Salem Media Group news program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Speaker Johnson cites what he contends are Harris's lies that Johnson plans to scuttle Obamacare.
We got a gaggle of reporters, and I went, looked right on the cameras and said, Kamala Harris is lying. This is what desperate campaigns do. They don't have anything to run on. This is the thing. From the very beginning, Kamala Harris cannot have a substantive conversation or a debate or a talking point on policy, because every metric, every area of public policy is a disaster, and she's the architect of it. So they have to engage in this. I think people are seeing through it.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be broadcast this week on The Hill on radio stations this weekend and also at 10 a.m. Eastern time on the Salem News Channel. Opening arguments were heard in a New York City courtroom today in last year's subway chokehold death of a homeless man by ex-Marine Daniel Penny.
Prosecutors and defense agreed that Daniel Penny didn't intend to kill Jordan Neely, but a prosecutor told jurors that Penny went too far in trying to stop someone he saw as a threat. A defense attorney said Penny put others' safety above his own when he put Neely in a chokehold that ended with Neely limp on the floor. Critics see him as a white vigilante killer of a black man who was behaving erratically and making dire statements. Demonstrators, including Hawk Newsom, a co-founder of the Black Lives Matter movement in New York, took to the streets outside the courtroom before the proceedings.
They want to call him a hero. I got news for them. The hero went too far.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 288 points, the NASDAQ rose 144, the S&P advanced 23, oil at $69.56 a barrel. This is SRN News. France has begun the countdown to the reopening of Notre Dame.
Renovation work in the wake of that devastating fire in 2019 is just about finished, and the world's most famous cathedral is set to be formally reopened in just over a month. In fact, artisans will be working on Notre Dame well into next year. But the main sanctuary is now safe enough to permit visitors and parishioners beginning on December 8th. The event comes at a time when religious faith is waning in France. Only about half the population calls itself Christian. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Memorials to hundreds of Jews murdered by German forces during World War II have been unveiled in a forest in Poland. The ceremony this week that took place at the site of a Nazi labor camp where Jews were forced to work in the fields before they were murdered in 1943. Auschwitz and other death camps are well known, but the Polish site of Adampol had received little attention until now. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Amazon led stocks higher while a surprisingly weak Jones report, marred by some unusual occurrences, cemented bets on Wall Street that another cut to interest rates will come next week. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% and recovered from some of its loss from the day before, which was its worst in 8 weeks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 0.7%, and the NASDAQ Composite added 0.8%. Amazon rallied after delivering a stronger report for the latest quarter than analysts had expected. Treasury yields pushed higher. The Dow up 288 points to close at 42,052. The NASDAQ gained 144 to 18,239. The S&P 500 added 21 points to 5,727. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.